offices located at 429 East Main Street, Grantsville, Utah, and on Zoom. I'm Mayor Dale Kutschlau, and we have two council members present in the chamber, and Councilwoman Jenkins is on Zoom, and hopefully Councilwoman Allen will get on as well, but maybe not. And then we're excusing Councilman Bevan. Will you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? And I've asked Brady Fredrickson if he will lead us in that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's great. Okay, our first agenda item is the proclamation declaring May 12th as Child Care Provider Appreciation Day. I've asked Councilman Hutchins if he would read that.
This is a proclamation offered by Mayor Kutschlau and the Grantsville City Council. Child Care Provider Appreciation Day, May 12th, 2023. Whereas professional child care is a quality early childhood education and a valuable investment in our children's future. And whereas child care professionals play an important role in cultivating, supporting, and educating young children in a warm, loving, and culturally competent environment in a family-based setting to meet the needs of families. And whereas the House of Representatives of Utah recognizes excellent licensed child care providers as an essential workforce for our economy that allow families access to the care needed so they can work. And whereas by calling attention to the importance of quality child care services for all children and families in our communities, Little Apples Daycare Center provider is partnering with the Utah Child Care Licensing of Utah and other organizations statewide to enhance the quality, safety, and availability of such services. Whereas the City Council of Grantsville, Utah, will join families and organizations nationwide in recognizing child care providers, teachers, and educators for their efforts in caring for the children of working parents and providing them with quality early childhood experiences in a safe and secure space. I, Mayor Neil Kutschlau, is encouraged to recognize child care providers throughout the district for their dedication to providing quality care and learning services and for the important role they play in our precious children's future. Now, therefore, as a Grantsville City Mayor of the beautiful town in Utah, I do hereby proclaim May 12th, 2023, as Provider Appreciation Day in Grantsville, Utah. Thanks, Mayor. Thank
you. That's a tough business to be in, so you know. We appreciate all of them that are serving that role in our community. Okay, item number two, we are going to postpone until Sergeant McCoy can be here. Okay, number three is citizen recognition for water conservation efforts. I'm going to ask Jesse to come up and be there.
So this award was actually proposed by our Public Works Director, James Waltz. And so we would like to give this to Kevin Eaton. For him, he's been doing our WaterWise landscaping classes, he and his wife. And so we'd like to present him with this award.
Who's going to take a picture? Dan, take a picture.
Yes, sir.
Don't hit your wife with
it. Yeah, come in between here.
Right?
Got it. Okay. Kevin, you're too funny. Okay. Item number four is a public hearing for the proposed budget of 2023-24 tentative budget. Anybody that would like to speak towards that? Anybody online you can see? Okay.
Not that I can see, sir.
With that, we'll close that item. Public comment is item number six. Anybody have public comment? Anybody online? Seeing none, we'll close that. Okay, approval of summary action items. We'll table the minutes from the city council meeting and the work meeting and the special meeting on the 12th. We'll just do those all next time. Okay? So we just have the bills.
Mayor, I make a motion we approve the bills.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any more discussion? Jolene?
No.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. Consideration to approve the 2023-24 fiscal year tentative budget. We've had a nice work meeting. We discussed it. We can always make some adjustments more if we need to. So
I was the main discusser in the previous meeting, so I'm good.
Mayor, I move we approve the 2023-2024 fiscal year tentative budget.
Okay. A motion is a second.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. And then consideration of resolution 2023-19 declaring certain property owned by Grantsville City as surplus and authorizing it its disposal.
So, Mayor, we have some firearms that we are declaring as surplus. We are going to be taking those as they're declared surplus to Salt Lake
Wholesale.
Thank you, Chief. And they will give us a credit towards those firearms that we're dropping off there.
So are these, I was looking at the list, are these just firearms we've confiscated at some point? Because
confiscated, people's turned in to, they don't want them anymore.
Okay.
That old evidence.
Okay.
On property.
All right.
Yep.
Mayor, I move we approve resolution 2023-19 declaring certain property owned as outlined by Grantsville City as surplus and authorizing its disposal.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Thanks, Chris. Okay. Item number 10 is consideration of resolution 2023-20 amending the Grantsville City Employee Handbook to increase per diem allowance.
So, Council, we've looked at the Salt Lake and Tula Valley rates, and we're looking to increase those. In the past, what we've done is if a person hasn't eaten breakfast or lunch, they can spend that full amount on dinner. We want to change that where it's just they get so much for breakfast, so much for lunch, and so much for dinner. I can't remember the breakdown of the rates. I don't have it in front of me, but
I got it right here.
Okay.
Breakfast went from 8 to 14. Mm-hmm. When departing before 8 a.m., that was a change. And then lunch went from 10 to 16. And dinner went from 16 to 29.
Okay, that sounds correct. So.
Yeah, I don't have any questions on that.
Any motion?
Mayor, make a motion. We approve consideration or resolution 2023-20, amending the Grantsville City Employee Handbook to increase per diem allowance.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Next one, memorandum. Sorry. Hold on, take about that. Of understanding between the Grantsville City and other Twilla County entities for victim services.
So does what? I mean, look, this is an acronym document. I mean, holy smokes.
They use every letter.
There's every acronym. I mean, Jesse, someone want to just give me a high level? I mean, all we're saying is if needed, right, we will respond and support them.
Correct.
From a police, fire, crime.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So we already have one with the demo with fire, and this is just helping on this side as well.
Okay.
Okay. You know, they do like their acronyms. So.
It's the most acronym document I've read in a long time. So.
So I move we approve resolution 2023-21. Approving the Memorandum of Understanding between Grantsville City and other Twilla County entities for victim services.
Okay, got a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, number 12, consideration of resolution 2023-23, awarding the wells and the booster pumps electrical improvements, the RFP.
So we had three companies bid on this. The bid was for the lowest bid. So I believe that went to Wasatch Heating Air for those services. So what they'll be doing is putting essentially a box on the outside of the well houses so that we can plug in our generators just there. And so that way we don't have to hardwire the generator into it and just be able to plug it into a spark plug, I think. And so we'll be able to do that. So just be able to upgrade all of those well houses.
Okay.
I appreciate the work. And Ensign's follow up on references and everything. So, Mayor, make a motion we approve resolution 2023-23, awarding the wells and booster pumps electrical improvements RFP to Wasatch Heating and Air.
Okay. Need a second.
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 13, consideration of resolution 2023-24. Approving of entering into an interlocal agreement with Twilla County for the 2023 election.
Yeah, so this is just the standard form that we do with them every 2 years to do our elections or help us with the elections.
So is the term 2 years on this one?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Gotta have elections, Robert.
Supposed to put on like a sad face. Mayor, I move we approve resolution 2023-24 approving of entering into an interlocal agreement with Twilla County for the 2023 election.
Second.
Motion and a second. Good job, Jolie. Nice. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Item number 14, consideration of resolution 2023-25, approving the memorandum of understanding between Twilla Army Depot and Grantsville City Police Department.
Sorry, the council and mayor, I got this one and the other one mixed up, the victim services one. So this is the one that we have with the Twilla Army Depot,
right.
Like we do with the fire. So I apologize for that.
They have the ability to help us, and we have the ability to help them. Work as a community.
Mayor, I move we approve Resolution 2023-25, approving the Memorandum of Understanding between Tool Army Depot and Grantsville City Police Department.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Number 15. Discussion regarding proposed amendment of Chapter 2, definitions of front yard and side yard to the Grantsville City Land Use Management and Development Code. This is something that the state has told us we had to come up with.
Yeah, do you see that, you've got them there?
I've got the drawing, is that what you're talking about, Cam?
And the definitions too.
Yes.
The first version we came to was a little ambiguous, so we rebuilt it, and this one seems to be pretty simple and clean, and so it helps us keep our rate reductions. So these will be added to the list of definitions in Chapter 2.
Any questions?
So, talk to me about the non-impeded by a fence clause, just so I'm accurately understanding that one.
Mostly what we're looking at is what's visible.
Okay.
And anything behind the fence, we're not taking into consideration. Okay. All side yards.
Okay. We don't care where that fence is on those interior side yards, right? But,
yeah. Don't come forward to the frontage of the house.
Okay. That's
good. Okay. Are you having questions? Councilwoman Jenkins, do you have any questions?
This was something the state said we needed to do?
It's just one of the things we have to do if we're going to use that in our code. It has to have a definition for it. We didn't have definitions for it.
Just discussion matter, right?
Just a discussion.
Yeah. No, it's good. Well, Dan?
Oh, yeah, just... One of the things that we're going to end up using this for is for the water-wise reduction in shares, so that if the developer, and this is something that needs to be put in place before we can go forward with the arrest, but if the developer wants to install the front yard in a water-wise approved method, then we need to know what is front yard so that we can do that. And so we need to have that definition, and that's where this comes into play. And we'll probably end, I'm hoping that we end up averaging out what the front yard area is over the lot, the way we do with the house area over a lot, is we'll take 60% or 65% of a lot is something that would be irrigated. In the same way, we'll say, okay, a certain percentage of the lot's going to be front yard under water-wise, and so therefore they can qualify for the discount.
Yeah. Good.
Thank you.
Okay. Item 16, discussion regarding the proposed amendment to Grantsville City Land Use Management and Development Code by adopting updated zoning maps. Have you guys seen any questions on these zoning maps that you've got concerns with?
Well, all we're saying with this update is, well, tell me, who can help me understand what we're saying that we're amending the development code piece?
Mostly what we're doing is removing all of
the definitions.
The verbiage that gave them an idea of what...
And that's it?
That's pretty much.
Okay.
Everything else is the same as one big map now instead of three.
Right.
I'll still probably put it on the website in three because it's easier.
Okay.
I think they also cleaned up some of the line work there. We had some places where zones didn't go to property lines, and our consultant went through and made sure that those were all cleaned up as well as he was going through that. Because in the past they had like 200 feet off of the Main Street would be a certain zone, and now it's the whole property.
Okay.
instead. So it makes it cleaner, so you don't have someone coming in saying, okay, I have two different zones on my one property.
Okay.
This still includes some of those properties that are dual zoned that are going to be coming in up one at a time and try to readjust those and get those back in line, but it's much more accurate.
No, I appreciate that because I do remember being at a meeting and having a discussion where it was just like a little, you know, just 100 feet of the front of the property or whatever that was zoned differently. And so I think it's good that we've got that cleaned up.
Well, that, there still may be pockets of that as I look up here. I mean, you're probably not going to catch everyone, but... I mean, I think what we're saying is we'd prefer one piece to have the same zone. Is that what we're saying, Dan?
Yeah, and our consultant went through pretty tight.
Pretty tight.
He may miss some things, but he was pretty good at trying to get it all.
And it's pretty narrow, but I know one property that I think is still dual zoned on here, But yeah, I mean, I think that's, yeah, all that means is we can definitely clean that up. Okay.
Councilman? Robert, you got anything you want to talk about? Councilwoman Jenkins, you got anything else?
No, I think that looks good, and as long as, you know, people understand we're not doing rezoning here, we're just cleaning it up a little bit so that it makes more sense.
Okay. With that, we'll close that discussion and we have another one. Number 17 is discussion regarding the interlocal agreement with Salt Lake City for the airport services.
Come on, both of you. we got two mics just for you two.
We got two and two. Thank you. Appreciate it. Council, this resolution, what it does is it's the first step in getting water and sewer services to the Tooele Valley Airport. As you guys know, we're outside of your political subdivision, your jurisdiction, and what this does is it says that that you will serve us with the with sewer and water. The one thing that we'd like to note as far as Salt Lake City goes is this project is at no cost to Grantsville City. It will be funded by Salt Lake City. Right now I have $900,000 for design already approved in the in our next budget year, which starts July 1. I have just over $9 million earmarked for this project. The other thing that we have going is this will serve the Bureau of Land Management. They are in the process right now of putting in about a $6.5 million new seat base, which is a single air tanker base at Tooele Valley Airport. It'll go on the north side of the airport, and this is the first step in, or this they'll build that, and then we'll run sewer and water up to their property line. But this also will serve the rest of the airport as it develops with sewer and water.
Okay. Knowing that they'll pay impact fees and water, they'll pay all the fees, they're not getting out for anything.
Do we know what the water rate is?
I don't know.
That's the next step, is we start with the agreements.
And the Bureau of Land Management is very anxious to know what those fees are as well.
Yeah.
So charge them a lot of
They use a lot of water. Well, hopefully they won't use a lot of water, right?
Well, hopefully, but...
And it's also worth noting that for their seat operation, we have a well on our property. The portion used to do the firefighting, that will come from our well. Okay. So it's potable water is what we basically get the service for.
They got that place to live while they're there.
Yeah, and a nice to flush a toilet. Okay.
So is your property, what... Is it part of IRTA?
Yeah, IRTA City.
How does IRTA feel about this agreement?
I did, actually. Talked to three of the council people.
Yeah.
They're okay. We don't plan on annexing them.
That was the biggest hurdle.
Okay. So.
Yeah, we pretty well, I don't know, how long ago were you here before?
It's been 3 or 4 months.
There was snow on the ground, but that doesn't mean much anymore, right?
That was last week.
I was going to say, I thought we had a good discussion last time.
Yeah.
Change this one to action? You want to discussion? What do you want to do?
I'm comfortable if we want to. You're saying maybe this goes to a vote tonight?
Well, we can, but we're missing people. You know, let's do that stuff.
Okay.
So well, you guys thank you. Come out here.
Thank you.
Thanks. This is the fun one here. How are you going to come up with him or no?
I'll let him go alone. I already prepped him, man.
Your work got cut out for you today, didn't it?
I see you guys forgot your books.
It's on my desk at home.
I memorized it all. I figured you memorized it all. If we could unmute Vange Becker, George, and George Rowley, they'll be part of this discussion as well. Is that possible?
Sherry, can
you? This is Benj. I'm unmuted.
They can unmute themselves.
They should be able to.
Right.
George is unmuted as well.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Any questions for Nelson Ranches? Oh, you two ought to, one of you guys ought to come up and sit by Sean so we can get all nervous.
Just stand here and look pretty.
Don't see anyone.
Oh, you're
I mean to. Is there anything out of the ordinary on this PID? I mean, I don't see, based on, I mean, it's basically the boilerplate PID document. Am I correct?
Yeah, I'm going to let, so when we're talking in reference to the legal docs, I'm going to leave that to Benj, who's on the call.
Okay.
My understanding, Councilman Hutchins, is that it's a very standard PID procedure that we followed here.
Okay.
How many PID areas are you doing with?
So we've talked a lot with Jesse. You know, we came to the council proposing 20 districts at 8 mills, and we've come down to 16 districts. Is that right? I think we're at 16 districts. And 6.5 mils. So we feel like we've come down quite a bit from that to be good partners with the city and to do it to where Brett and Jesse feel comfortable with it. And I think Zions Bank, you know, Jesse, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel Zions Bank feels pretty comfortable with that as well.
Yeah, is Alex on?
Alex is on. Alex Buxton, yeah.
I think Alex did have a couple of small concerns.
Okay.
So I don't know if he can unmute himself.
Yeah.
Okay, Alex, what do you got for us?
Alex may not be able to unmute himself. He is on. He's on the call. I may be able to share some of it because there's been some discussions amongst the back and forth being passed back and forth in the email. There are some questions about timing. There needs to be a petition filed with a 14-day requirement, and so that's kind of one of the things that we need to take a look at. Alex and Aaron Wade from Gilmore Bell, they've been reviewing the documents that were sent over. We received those on Friday. They've been reviewing them over the last couple of days. They have some edits that they would like to make. And so I don't think that we're prepared for a vote tonight. I think if we want to discuss it, that would be fine, but that there are several issues that they want to address.
It's only one that's the discussion item.
Okay.
And that was our understanding as well, that, you know, we get those docs over, review, go through it, get the notice out, and be on the next agenda for
Great. Yeah, so I think probably what I can work with Alex and and with Aaron and Jesse, and we can put together. Oh, Alex, can, are you able to be on now?
I am on. Can you hear me?
Yes. And Aaron looks like he's on as well.
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me as well?
Yep.
Great.
Okay. Alex, go ahead.
Sure. I'm sorry, I'm outside here. I'm stepping out from a wedding dinner. So hopefully the wind, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, we can hear you great.
Okay, terrific. Hey, so yeah, I just had a couple of concerns. I think Aaron, who drafts these governing documents on a frequent basis, probably has more edits to it. But I noticed the mill levy calculation was based off of the 8 mills. It was the prior amount, and so we just need to update that with the new proposed 6.5 mills. That was one of the items I noted, and then I think the other one was regarding just the usage of a municipal advisor when it comes time to selling the bonds. Just wanted to make sure that the city had some influence in selecting their municipal advisor to assist with the bond sale and to work with the underwriter on making sure that the bonds were being priced at market rates and so forth. So I think those were the two items, Brent and Jesse, that I had mentioned this afternoon as I went through the document. But Aaron may have a few others that he wants to mention.
Yeah, and just to speak to that, I think just some proposed changes, just to Brett and to Jesse this afternoon. I also just sent a note over to the council that, you know, in preparing this, if they know we would likely have some changes. I don't think any of them would be too controversial. There's a lot of kind of in line with Alex, but, you know, the other thing I think is important is just making sure that we have a maximum, you know, bond term of 31 years, and then also that the bonds would terminate after 40 years, just to make sure that if a district fell behind on its payment, that property wouldn't be perpetually burdened by the property tax. So that's been the case in most every district in the state. So I don't think it's controversial. I think it's just maybe the starting point, document to have some of these provisions. So I will work with the city staff and the district advisory committee on those items, and then just maybe some thoughts that the city might want, you know, to set some limits on the procurement or maybe require an engineer to certify costs. And a few things like that are kind of more on the technical side. Like I said, that I can work with Brett on and get his insight on. Those were the primary concerns on the governing document that I had.
So, Mayor, just one thing that we would propose. So we do need a 14-day notice on it. Unfortunately, day one does not count. So we wouldn't be able to meet the timeline for the 17th. And so we were wondering if we could maybe do a special session on the 24th so that we can get this moved forward. But that would be up to you as the council member to have a special meeting.
24th
of May.
The 24th.
I would have to probably call in. I'm in Florida. I'm willing to call in.
Darren's good. He told me Darren's good.
School's out the next day, so it's
good.
We'll
have an after school party.
More than happy to.
Okay. What time?
Do you want to go earlier?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
No, early. I mean, I'm 2 hours ahead.
Yeah, so, 2 hours ahead.
Yeah, I mean, so we could do 8 my time 6, or we could do 7 my time 5.
Let's do 7. I mean 6.
6 o'clock?
Or 6 p.m.
On the 24th.
Anything else you want to talk about? Your kid didn't want to run, well, he did want to run underneath the road yesterday, but...
You started an issue.
His mother gave him the mom look, and that was it.
I now need to go talk to Mike Johnson and see if he can go put his boat in the retention pond. And all he tells me is, the mayor said I could do it. So.
You know what, with Tanner, he can do whatever he wants. Yeah. You know that, right?
So thank you, Mayor Crichlow, for that. I appreciate it.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No, thank you. We appreciate your time.
Jesse, you got anything you want to throw in?
Not regarding this. No.
Okay. Okay, thanks you guys for coming. Okay, Sergeant McCoy is not going to be available. Okay, so we'll do this on the next meeting. We'll have to do a little adjustment on some paperwork, but we'll get it. Okay.
So Brady and Gene are pretty crafty on that, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's... We're good. All right, council reports. Councilwoman Jenkins, you got anything?
I always have something, but
you're not here, so it can't be a slide thing.
Yeah, no slideshow today, so I probably could share my screen. No, right now we've got applications are open for the youth council for next year. And actually the current youth council voted in their last meeting to amend their bylaws to open it up to eighth graders, kids that are going into eighth grade, that up to 2 slots in the youth council can be eighth graders. And then also on I believe, I'll have to get the for sure date, but I believe it's May 26th, the Youth Council is doing a dance for all elementary school kids and their families. It's a family dance. So we'll have more information coming out on that. Also, they just finished their Random Acts of Kindness contest with the elementary schools, and that was a great success. And also we're gearing up for Summer of Fun, and we've got a lot of great activities coming up for the community. So there will be advertisement coming out soon.
Okay.
And that's all.
Councilman Roberry, what do you got for us?
Nothing.
School's out.
Per se, I thought as far as notifying for volunteers and stuff seemed to work pretty good yesterday. The texting and the messages went out, and it seemed like we had a pretty good crowd down there. Ran out of sand, but you know, other than that, we're
out of both places.
Who that's up to. We can blame it on city manager.
Yeah, well, we ran out of bags tonight.
Did you?
We didn't have any bags left. We got to go get another 10,000.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I thought it was, you know, considering, I don't know if that was our plan and if it worked.
That was it.
Could have been worse, and who knows what's coming, but I thought at least we had a good turnout from the citizenry I thought, you know, in 83, I thought it was a lot of fun. Filling sandbags and doing all that and feeling like you were a part. And as I watched the kids on that trailer and putting sandbags in front of Clark Farm and that, I thought the same thing. This is a big deal for them, and they're happy to help. So I think, you know, I'm glad that that was our plan and that if that's what was working. So.
Can I add to that, Mayor?
Sure.
I've been really impressed with not only Grantsville, their turnout, and their positive attitude as they go through the whole thing, but also with the city staff that went through, and they were able to stay ahead of it. And so far with the storm, there's been no damage. Everything has been put in a safe location, and there's been no downturn from anything, and that to me is very impressive. And they came up with good plans in a quick manner. We did do a number of pre-planning, working with the county and making sure things were having the 10,000 bags that have now all been used. But it's been an amazing process to see how cooperative and how quickly and how well it's all worked together.
I agree. I mean, that's why we live in this community. A lot of us is just because when duty calls, people come. So,
and they did it with a smile on their face. I mean, the same thing when you were a kid.
Well, we got out of church, so if you can pull that. That was the most memorable thing in 83. They canceled church. That's the only reason Roberry remembers
it. I don't think I was there that day.
These kids get down and they work so hard. And we have, the plan was put into place where we're going to put this today down on the bottom of the Clark Farm, and which is city property, and we're not, you know, impacting the other, the citizens of our city. And just, I was so amazed. The turnout came, and they came and said, get out of my way, I'm here to work, you know, and it was wonderful. And the city staff jumped in there, and they've been on top of this for a very long time. I mean, people don't understand what led up. This was, we couldn't have stopped this if we needed to. We just had to control where it was going, and it wasn't a big deal. You know, it wasn't a panic, because it wasn't there, and the people came and worked, and our city staff was, our public works people were diverting the water, putting it where it's supposed to be. It's just been an excellent job all the way around, and I thank them for that, and all of the citizens, you know, and even Tanner with his boat, he'll have a good time. Mm-hmm. You can get him an RC boat, though.
John. No, he's got a real boat.
Okay.
Kid has a real boat, it's not one RC boat.
Okay, good. You know, we were just a lot of good things. And I went to a health department conference, and it was quite an interesting conference. Some of it I have to just space out because I don't go that direction. So. But they had a guy that did a class on the up in Summit County on the wastewater and how it affects fish and all the things that go into this. It was just, I didn't even think about that kind of stuff. So I'm going to have him come down. Cab will get a hold of some other people, but we'll get those things. We'll have our planning and zoning people looking at it. Okay. 4th of July, you want a golf cart? You want a walk? You want a convertible?
I don't care.
Give me a golf cart then.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. And,
can I take a golf for that?
Working out with Bill and Tracy. Yeah, working out with them. The 4th of July, things are really doing, you know, moving along, and things are good, and plans are in place, so we're going to have a good time. So,
Mayor, what's the? My old mosquito days. Or I know you're on that board. I mean, I was bit tonight in my yard. So, but not bad. I mean, that based upon the amount of water. But I mean, when water comes, mosquitoes come. So.
Yeah. When we have our meeting next Tuesday,
okay,
we'll have that discussion about getting the spray down here. I think they were ready to carry us off last night, weren't they, Sean?
Yeah,
they were a bit bad.
So, let's see.
Mayor, there's about 400 bags left at 6 o'clock. There's 50 people there right now filling them.
Empty bags.
There's a whole other group in there right now just piling up sandbags.
Good.
So, got some great orders.
Other things will just be along with those. And the conference down in St. George was good. That was very informative. There's a lot of good things that came out of that. So we can share those as next time. Okay.
Closed session, or we
no.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
Motion a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries.
Have fun on the boat. Jolene.
Thank you.
Don't take any wooden nickels.
I'll try to bring the fruit back.
Well, that's bad. Thing.
I don't know. I'm going to be better than going to this public.